Good morning, church family. It's so good to see you. Hey, I love the cover of the bulletin this morning in particular, because we're reminded to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, welcome to the Alameda Christian Reformed Church. My name is Melinda Postma, and I am so glad that we can be here together on this gorgeous day that the Lord has blessed us with to worship him and to hear from his word. You may notice the screen is not down, and that is because we're going to kick it old school this morning, and we're going to do what we did for decades, and we're going to sing out of our hymnals that are in the pews, the red hymnals, and we're going to follow the service in our bulletins. So if you do not have a bulletin, it's very important that you have one for this service. So can you please raise your hand if you do not have one, and Luann will be glad to bring you one. Okay, I don't see any hands, so it looks like everyone, oh, Dennis, yes. So all but one, yes, and I have made a copy and put them in the bulletins, but here's the thing, Dennis, it's a really familiar song, and I'm pretty sure that you know it, so please sing out, and that song is Jesus I Come, I believe. Yeah, yes, so, yeah, so, gotcha. Right, right. So, yes, Luann.
Are we singing
out of the new? Are they both there? Fantastic. We're going to be singing mostly out of the yes, that one. Lift Up Your Hearts, that's what it stands for. And then the one song, the lone song that is not in that one, is going to be in the other red hymnal. Anyway, it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. Some announcements. Hey, did you see how beautiful the church looks on the outside? Yeah, so a big thank you to all of those who helped put forth that effort of getting the church painted. She's looking pretty spiffy for our 100th anniversary celebration coming up later on this month. So if you haven't noticed, when you head out, take a look and notice the beautiful paint job that has been done. Let's see. Today after our service, directly after the service, we invite you to stay because there is a congregational meeting and new deacons and a new elder will be decided. So we're gonna take care of that directly after the service, so please stay for that. And then after that congregational meeting, we're gonna be in the fellowship hall and we're gonna be celebrating our very special Keiko Pedersen, who's here in the beautiful peach-colored top, as she turned 90 years old yesterday. So as a church family, we're gonna celebrate her and just show her what a gift she is from the Lord and show her our appreciation for her contribution to our church family, and just shower her with birthday blessings and lots of love. So please stay for cake and coffee and a time of celebrating Keiko. Next Sunday, the 16th, is the third Sunday of the month. And so we will be having our potluck. So there are a lot of people who usually help out with that who are going to be out of town. So we just ask a special please, if you could be sure to, help out in the kitchen to set up for that potluck, make sure things, go as they normally do. So if you're around, we ask that you please help with the potluck next week. And for the potluck, we're going to be celebrating Father's Day, but also we're going to be having a special service of welcome and appreciation. Appreciation for Pastor Mark for being with us over a year now, just showing you our appreciation and gratitude for bringing us God's word and for guiding and leading us throughout this process over the past year. So we want to show our appreciation for you, and also the McClures will be here. So that'll be their first Sunday. So we want to also welcome them to the Alameda CRC family. So again, next week, a service of welcome and appreciation, and a potluck afterwards. And for the potluck, please be sure to bring something, a main dish to share with everyone, as well as either a dessert or a salad. And it's going to be a really fun time of food and fellowship. So again, speaking about the McClures, they are on their way. They took off yesterday, and they're making their way to us here in Alameda. The planned date of arrival is June 12, so that's Wednesday, I believe. And then just looking ahead in terms of helping them get settled into the house, on June 19, the pod is arriving with all of their items. So we ask if you are free that day. I believe it's a holiday, Juneteenth. Some people may have it off. Or if you're retired, or if you want to take the day off, they could use our help in getting them moved in. So I believe the time to meet is at 9 o'clock on June 19, which is a Thursday, to help them get settled in. And if you have any questions, please see Aaron Robles, because I believe he is fielding those questions. The fireworks, yes, Jack. Is it a Wednesday? Yes, you're correct. My mistake. It is a Wednesday, so Wednesday, not Thursday, but the date is June 19th. Thank you very much for that. The fireworks for the A's are happening, and it's something that our church does pretty much every year, right, Liz? Yeah, and Lissa helps to organize that. So that's going to happen. The A's are going to be leaving us, so these are sort of last opportunities that we have to enjoy these fireworks spectaculars. So it is happening on July 3rd, and you are all welcome to join for that, for the game and then the fireworks display out on the field. So if you would like to attend or you have any questions, please see Lissa. Lissa, can you raise your hand? Yeah, please see her for tickets and more information. What's happening this week? Well, tomorrow our prayer group will be meeting like they normally do. At 7 o'clock here at church, if you would like to join them for that. And then just a reminder to please continue to be in prayer for Mr. Daniel Park from the Korean congregation as he's being treated for multiple myeloma, and for Esther, and also for Dave Courtois, and all the other people that are mentioned in your bulletin. So I encourage you to please read your bulletins for more announcements and information and for the prayer requests. Now, would you please stand and turn in your bulletins to our call to worship. And our call to worship comes from Psalm 118. And if you would please respond with the words that are in bold. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine on us. He is our God, and we will praise him. He is our God, and we will exalt him. We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And now let's turn in the Lift Up Your Hearts hymnal to number 224. And we're going to sing verses 1 through 4 of Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Now number 219, verses 1 through 5, Jesus Shall Reign.
And now receive God's greeting. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father, from Christ the Son, and from the Holy Spirit. And God's people say,
Amen. Thank you, Jack. Let's remain standing for our next hymn of adoration, For the Beauty of the Earth, number 19, verses 1 through 4.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Thank you. And now we begin our renewal portion of the service, our call to confession. Let us come humbly before the Lord. Our confession comes from Hebrews 10:22 and Psalm 51:17. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. For a broken and contrite heart he will not despise. And let's sing our song of confession, God Be Merciful to Me, number 623, verses 1 and 2. Oh, this assurance of pardon. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. And friends, this is the good news. Thanks be to God. And our response of thanksgiving is, Jesus, I come. The other hymnal, 401, verses 1 and 2.
Good morning, everyone. Our lectionary reading today is from the Gospel of Mark. And as a reminder, this is something that is being read in many different churches all across the world, and we join with them to do so as well. So it's on page 997 in your Bible, if you'd like to look it up. Mark 3, verse 20 through 35. Then he went home, the he here being Jesus. Then he went home, and the crowd gathered again, so they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he casts out the demons." And he called them to him, and he said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed may he plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of men, and whatever blasphemes they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying, he is an unclean spirit." And his mothers and brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." And he answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we're going to pray today, and you'll note Pastor Mark is going to be doing a sermon on always rejoicing. So I thought it'd be appropriate today to a prayer of thanksgiving. Let's go to our Lord with prayer. Gracious Father, we praise you and thank you for all things. Thank you for your beautiful creation and all your blessings. Our cup truly runneth over. Thank you for the people in this church, for their commitment to serve each other, to love each other, and for the joy of our fellowship. Thank you for choosing us to be part of your grand plan of salvation and giving us the opportunity to seek your kingdom in this world. Forgive us, Lord, when we fall short or fail to clearly reflect your love and your grace to others. Help us to show love at all times. We pray for guidance for your church in the world, but especially in this country, that you would be pleased to fill it with truth and peace and love. Bless your holy gospel that it may be faithfully proclaimed and the world filled with the knowledge of your truth. To that end, may we all be workers in your field as we plant, water, and harvest a people for your name. But please frustrate the work of those who would sow seeds of heresy and discord. Please give your fatherly attention to your servants who suffer persecution for the sake of the gospel. We thank you, Lord, for them, for their willingness to serve around the world. Strengthen them in mind and body by your Spirit through the means of grace. Rule us by your word and Spirit in such a way that more and more we submit to you in love and honor. Keep your church strong and add to it. May we show your love and be a shining beacon to this world. We ask that you bless this church as we seek your kingdom in this world and in drawing the lots for the new council members. Guide us to the people that you have already planned for us. Please provide strength and guidance as we minister to each other and to those outside the church, seeking to let your light shine again through us. Thank you for those who are willing to serve, Lord. Please bring healing to those in need of it. We thank you, Lord, for their presence in our church, for their presence in our lives, that they can inspire us, that they can guide us. And we ask, Lord, that you bring healing to them in comfort and peace. We especially raise up Helen and Arinda and Keiko and Winnie. We especially raise up, we ask for healing for cancer, for Esther and Dave, Mr. Park and Pastor Kyle. We pray for peace of mind for Nikki and Christy, and for continued care and comfort for Pastor Dave. In all these cases, Lord, these people have, in a variety of ways, blessed our lives. We just ask that you bless them as well, that you bring them, if not healing, at least comfort and peace for their families. As we look to celebrate 100 years of your grace and guidance, may everything come together for our centennial celebration weekend. We look forward so much, Lord, to a hymn sing, celebrating you through hymns of the church of old. We look forward to a dinner celebrating with those past and present, members of this church and those associated with the church and just all those, Lord, who have been a blessing in our lives over the past 100 years. We look forward to the centennial service where we get a rare opportunity, Lord, to see four of our former pastors, or three of our former pastors and one future pastor, come to bless us and raise your word and just demonstrate, Lord, how your grace and glory continue through the generations. We really thank you, Lord, for the arrival of Pastor McClure and his family this week. May we each find ways to express our welcome and make them feel at home in their new church. In all things, may your name be glorified and your will be done. Amen. All right, so we will now take an offering for World Renew.
Would you please stand, and as we present the offering to the Lord, let's sing number 863, verse 4 together. Before Kids Connection. And I should add that the PowerPoint is working. We just didn't have anybody to run it. So a big thank you to Denise Lopez, who put that together, puts that together for us every week. And you know, all three of our PowerPoint people are on vacation, and that's a good thing to get rest and restoration. So if you're interested in helping out with that, please let me know, because we'd love to put you on the list to be a PowerPoint runner. Anyway, okay, kids, would you please stand up? We're going to bless you. Congregation, remember how to sign the blessing. And the blessing is the Lord be with you, and the kids will respond with and also with you. Okay, ready? The Lord be with you. And kids, and also with you. All right, have a wonderful time. God bless you. God bless our leaders of Kids Connection. Pastor Mark, as always, thank you for being here, and God bless you as you bring us his word.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Is my microphone on? There we go. Really glad to be with you this morning. Last weekend, I was at a convention in Nashville, Tennessee, and Sunday was the third day of the convention, and I was just exhausted. I was just absolutely exhausted, and yet something didn't feel right that morning, and I struggled to think, what am I feeling this morning? And then it hit me. I'm not with the Alameda Church. I'm not in California, so I missed you guys last Sunday. So glad to be with you again today. Melinda came running up to me this morning and said, we have a problem this morning. There's no PowerPoint. When she said that, all I heard was, there's no power. So I thought we were going to be doing the whole service without a microphone and without lights and without... But fortunately, it was just the PowerPoint, and we were able to get through just fine. All right, this morning we're looking at the book of Philippians. I'm going to read Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9, and in your pew Bibles, it's page 1166, if you'd like to follow along. Page 1166, Philippians 4, and I'll start reading at verse 4. Page 1166, and starting at verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. I'm going to focus my message this morning on the first verse that I read, Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. The word rejoice is a little bit difficult to define. If we've never experienced it, no words are going to be sufficient to explain it. And yet when you see it, when you experience it, you instantly know what rejoicing is. We can rejoice when Steph Curry drains a three-point shot for the Golden State Warriors. Unless, of course, you're a Kings fan like my son. But we can rejoice over our sports teams, their victories, and amazing accomplishments during the game. We can rejoice over a promotion. We can rejoice at a wedding, a birthday, or other celebration. We can rejoice over good news. We can rejoice over the completion of a project. We can rejoice over the achievement of a goal. Someone who rejoices is obviously optimistic, positive. They're happy about something, and they're eager for future opportunities. The opposite of rejoicing is the opposite of all of those descriptions that I read to you. The opposite, if somebody is not rejoicing, they're pessimistic, they're negative, they're unhappy, and they're not eager for the future. We are called to be a people who rejoice. We rejoice as individuals, we rejoice as families, and we rejoice as a community. Paul admonishes us to rejoice at all times, all times, and to rejoice in the Lord. There's a big difference between rejoicing at a basketball game and rejoicing in the Lord. Rejoicing at a basketball game is a lot of fun, brings joy to us, but it's not a permanent joy. It's not a lasting joy. Our natural state then, as believers, is to take on an air of rejoicing in the Lord. Paul saw that it was so important that he repeated it. Again, I say, rejoice. If we hear something twice, that means it's important. If two of our friends come up to us and say something about us, and it's the same thing from two different people, that bears listening to. If two members of our family approach us and say something about us, you know, we really need to listen to that. And if our spouse says something to us a second time, that's the time to pay attention. Rejoice. It's not that we avoid reality. We ignore the pain in life. We overlook the frustration that each of us feels at various times. But we see beyond that. We can rejoice at all times. We can rejoice when we're stuck in traffic. We can rejoice when we're angry at something or somebody. We can rejoice when we're lonely. We can rejoice even when we fail, when things go wrong, because we can rejoice over the new learning that we are going to experience for going through the process. We can rejoice in our successes, but we can also rejoice in the successes of other people. Because for someone else to have success doesn't take away our enjoyment. We can rejoice with them. It doesn't mean that we are a failure. We are also rejoicing in the good news and the good things that are happening to them. When Paul wrote these words, Paul wrote this passage, he was not in a situation where we would expect rejoicing to be taking place. The Apostle Paul was not sipping on Mai Tais on the beach saying, yes, we should always rejoice. When he wrote these words, he was in prison. He was in jail. And this was not a jail of some cushy white-collar country club facility that we might be familiar with. It wasn't even a jail here in the United States where prisoners have rights. Prisoners can sue the institution. Prisoners can object. No, this was in Rome. This was years before the Magna Carta was written or the Constitution of the United States was written with its Bill of Rights. Rome was a dictatorship. Prisoners had zero rights. They didn't receive a court-appointed attorney. No fair hearings necessarily. Paul may not have had it as bad as we may think of a very horrible jail. Paul at least was given the opportunity to receive visitors. And his letter to the Church of Philippi is an example of the contact that he had with the outside world despite being in prison. He was able to mail this letter to the Church of Philippi. We are able to read it this morning. Paul made two mistakes, which landed him in jail. First of all, he asked very pointed questions. And second of all, he told the truth. Those two can get you in a lot of trouble with individuals who are not open to the truth, who are hiding something in their own lives, who are so committed to their own lives and the way they are doing things, they don't want to receive the truth. Jesus had been arrested and crucified on trumped-up charges. Then Paul was traveling around, planting churches, talking to people, telling people that Jesus was alive, Jesus had arisen. Some people were very threatened by that. Some people thought that the problem was over once Jesus had been crucified. So Paul was arrested for his teaching, for stirring up trouble by telling the truth. If anyone had the right to complain, it was Paul. If anybody had the right to be negative, it was Paul. If anybody could complain about injustice, it was Paul. And yet, he told us to rejoice in the Lord. He said, rejoice. As believers, therefore, we are to live out who we are and the faith we have in God. Who are we to say what is fortunate in our lives? Who are we to say what is unfortunate in our lives? In truth, I think each of us has hoped for something. Hope things would work out a certain way. Hope that a relationship would work out. Hope that we had some job promotion or got accepted for a particular position. But then it didn't happen. We may even have prayed fervently. And yet that's not what happened. Our will was not done. However, at some later point, maybe many years later, we've come to realize, thank the Lord that it didn't work out the way I wanted it to work out. We, over time, had grown and understood and seen a bigger picture. That if that had happened the way we wanted it to, we wouldn't be where we are now. In the same way, God sees in a much larger picture. Much larger picture than we ever see. And so in our daily lives, we open up every door that we can. We knock on every door. We try every handle. And sometimes they don't open. And yet, we rejoice. Because we know that if a door remains locked for us, there's a reason. We can rejoice for an open door, and we can rejoice in the face of a closed door. We rejoice that he leads us in good times. We rejoice that he leads us in the not so good times. And as our congregation approaches its 100th birthday, what is the manner in which we are to continue? It's with a heart of rejoicing. That's our appropriate stance. We rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice over the past. We rejoice in the present. And we rejoice in our look toward the future. We rejoice over who God made us. We rejoice over who God is. We rejoice over how our needs are met. And we rejoice when God loves us and God protects us, which is always. We can pray for grace when things go awry, as they often do. But we can rejoice because God sees more than we see. God's vision is so broad, from the beginning of the time to the end of time. His love is so profound, unlimited, and unconditional. And his truth is so pure, he is always and everywhere good, that our response as individuals, families, in a community is one of rejoicing. We rejoice in the Lord. So we can get excited with success. We can get excited over basketball games or baseball games or excited over the little things in our lives. How much more can't we be excited for who God is and what he has done? We remember when we rejoice of who we are. We remember the circumstances that we find ourselves. But most importantly, we rejoice in who God is and his love for you and me. Let's pray together. O Lord our God, we thank you for the many small blessings in our lives over which we can thank you. But more, we rejoice in you. We rejoice in the Lord because of who you are and what that means for us. We thank you that you have come into our lives, that you have died on the cross for us, that you forgive us, and that we can live for you at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now let's sing, or stand and sing, number 581. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, verses 1 through 3.
God's parting blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and continue to be with you all. Amen.
Please hold number 933, verse 2.